Dallas to visit. We lie about coming. Now back to business. Loading the guns and back at the Buick. Your hood is feuding, the beef is bubbling. It's no discussion. Hereditary. All of my cousins. Dying of thirst. Dying of thirst. Dying of thirst. Too many sins. I'm running out. Somebody send me a well for the drought. See, all I know is taking notes on taking this life for granted. Granted, if you provoke my best days, I stress days.
God, forgive me for all my sins, for now.
My best days, I stress days. Say fuck the world, my next slave. Money, the greed, what's my next crave? Whatever it is, no, it's my next grave. Tired of running, tired of running, tired of tumbling, tired of running. Backwards, my mama say, see a pastor, give me a promise. What if today was the rapture and you completely tarnished? The truth has set you free, so to me, be completely honest. You dying of thirst, you dying of thirst. So hop in that water and pray that it works.
Come talk to me.
My brother, homie.
Is that what I think that is? I know that's not what I think that is. Why are you so angry? See, you young men are dying of thirst. Do you know what that means? That means you need water, holy water. You need to be baptized with the Spirit of the Lord. Do you want to receive God as your personal Savior? Okay, repeat after me. Lord God, I come to you a sinner.
Lord God, I come to you a sinner.
And I humbly repent for my sin.
And I humbly repent for my sins.
I believe that Jesus is Lord.
I believe that Jesus is Lord.
I believe you raised him from the dead.
I believe you raised him from the dead.
I would ask that Jesus come into my life.
I would ask that Jesus come into my life.
And be my Lord and Savior.
And be my Lord and Savior.
I receive Jesus to take control of my life.
I receive Jesus to take control of my life.
And that I might live for him from this day forward.
And that I may live for him from this day forward.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me with your precious blood.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me with your precious blood.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
All right now, remember this day, the start of a new life, your real life.
Folk collected a plug.
All right, so that was... awesome. This is Ava. I am now kind of taking over. Maren's still here, though. Don't worry.
So true.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a little sneak peek of Hot Girl Summer. But actually, it looks like the Wi-Fi is being really annoying right now. So we're going to do Back Pocket by Wolfpack right now. So I hope you guys enjoy. Yay.
It's taken me all this time to say, girl, I'm slow. So it's taken me all this time to say, girl, tiptoe. And I want to acknowledge my mistake, girl, uh-oh. And I hope that you know it's not too late.
Put it in.
All right. So Maren has actually officially left to go work on her essay, but she absolutely killed it for the last hour, so it's only right. So I'm officially just taking over alone. Hello, everyone. This is Ava Maiella, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard Back Pocket, and we're going to move right into some Maggie Rogers with Light On. This is from her album, Heard It in a Past Life. I think she's doing some classes at Harvard right now. I think she's taking some classes because I follow her on TikTok. And, like, what a cool person, honestly. Really just love her and all of her music. So I hope you guys enjoy. This is Light On.
Would you believe me now if I told you I got caught up in a wave? Almost gave it away. Would you hear me out if I told you I was terrified for days? Thought I was gonna break. Oh, I couldn't stop it, tried to slow it all down. Crying in the bathroom, had to figure it out with everyone around me saying, you must be so happy now. Oh, you keep preaching. Believe me now that I always had the best intentions, babe. Always wanted to stay. Can you feel me now that I'm vulnerable in oh so many ways? Oh, and I'll never change. Oh, I couldn't stop it, tried to figure it out, but everything kept moving and the noise got too loud with everyone.
So that was Light On by Maggie Rogers. I literally just created the playlist for the next hour right now, and I think it's going to be pretty good, kind of a mix. But next up, we are going to be doing Apple by Julia Michaels. This was from Inner Monologue Part 2. There were two parts to this album. I liked part one better, to be honest. But I think both were really good. And yeah, I just love this song. It's kind of like young love and like very, just very nice. Yeah, hope you guys like it.
Oh, I'd rather be kissing in summer, so innocent, in your apartment on the weekends. Lift up my dress to see where you've been. That's what I want, and that's where I am. Bite off an apple right from your fridge. Come here and taste it right off my lips. Spill your emotions into my hands. That's what I want. I smell like a rose. Can't have you in doses. No, I don't wanna fight, but I will if you like. I don't swim, I just dive out into those blue-green eyes. Kissing in summer, so innocent, in your apartment on the weekends. Lift up my dress to see where you've been. That's what I want, and that's where I am. Bite off an apple right from your fridge. Come here and taste it right off my lips. Spill your emotions into my hands. That's what I want. And da 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 da. The sun in our eyes, guess love is blind. Let's not decide whether we're too far gone. Cause I'd rather be kissing in summer, so innocent, in your apartment on the weekends. Lift up my dress to see where you've been. That's what I want, and that's what I am. Bite off an apple right from your fridge. Come here and taste it right off my lips. Feel your emotions into my hands. That's what I want.
Love that song so much. Next up is a song that I'm very excited about. It is Celeste by Ezra Vine. I think that if I was put on this earth for a reason, it would be to get everyone to listen to this song. Like, this is my toxic, like, oh my gosh, not like other girls, like, underground indie artist plug that I will use till the day I die. It's so good. I found it during quarantine with my old friend Izzy. We were writing some things for this creative writing class, and we were trying to come up with like playlists for each of the main people's vibes, and one of the characters' names was Celeste. And so I just put Celeste into Spotify and we found the song, and oh my gosh, I am so addicted to it, and I hope you guys like it. So yeah, here is Celeste.
I'm
Alright, so that was Celeste by Ezra Vine. I've been listening back on the archives of some of my radio shows, and I realize that every single time a song ends, I say alright, which is what I literally just did, so I'm going to try to not do that anymore. Today I also decided to make a Twitter account. I decided to give in because I think my friends are like not sick of me using the group chat as my own personal Twitter, but I do type the majority of the thoughts that I have into the group chat. And so I was like, maybe I should just make a Twitter. And that's been super fun. But that's kind of a tangent. Next up, we have Blondie by Current Joys. Hope you guys enjoy.
In my heart,
So my friend Elsa feels very strongly that I keep the all right. Apparently, it is a one-word catchphrase, which is super exciting. Elsa and I gave a tour of Tufts today to two amazing families. One of them was planned. It was like my mom's friend. And the other one was just, you know, these people that needed a tour. And that was really cool. I kind of love showing people around campus, honestly. I don't think I would actually do it through the university because they kind of silence your opinions. But it was super fun. And I love Elsa so much. Thank you, Elsa, for listening. And also thank you to my family for listening. So nice. Happy Easter. Woohoo. I was going to have my friends watch the movie Hop with me to like celebrate Easter, but I have an essay due after this. So just kidding. Next up, we're going to do Glue Myself Shut by Noah Kahan, I think is how you say it. I don't know. But I love this song. It's a little sad. It's a little emo. So prepare yourself for that. But hope you guys enjoy.
You used to be scared of the water. You're safe by the side of your father. Your sense of the world lay in your little home by the harbor. You've always felt small in the city. You think that last fall you were with me on top of your old clothes. You're still in the hall of my building. You never asked why. No, you never asked why. If I was putting things on, if I was drinking too much of that red wine, no, you'd put yourself in and accept every sin. And if I glued myself shut, you'd find you in. We can't put our souls to the summer. That our bones to the thunder. We watched every sunset until we got sick of each other. You've always said fall was your season, that everyone's here for a reason. I stare at your packed bags and ask what the hell you mean. You never asked once. No, you never asked why. If I was putting things on, if I was drinking too much of that red wine, no, you'd put yourself in and accept every sin. And if I glued myself shut, you'd find your way. Hearts only heal after breaking. I stare at the tree line and notice the leaves are enchained. And does the wind blow in Cape Elizabeth? Constant and cold, how do we live with this? Love was a deadline. Spend the rest of my life fucking missing it. You never asked once. No, you never asked why. If I was putting things on, if I was drinking too much of that red wine, no, you'd put yourself in and accept every sin. And if I glued myself shut, you'd find your way.
All right, so that was Glue Myself Shut. The next song is kind of cool, and I have a little story with it. It is Light My Love by Greta Van Fleet, which is just such a good song. And I associate this song with how much I love the community health department here at Tufts, because I was in my intro to community health class, and my professor, Adolfo Cuevas, who is now actually my research mentor for this really cool research thing I'm doing, basically has this question where it's like, what's going on in your life? Like, what's your favorite thing right now? And I, on the first day of class, was like, oh, I'm really into this song, Light My Love by Greta Van Fleet. And when I went to the next class 2 days later, he pulled me aside and he was like, I took your music recommendation and now I'm like a huge Greta Van Fleet fan. And he was like talking to me about all of the favorite songs. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. So I always just associate this song with like him and just like the happiness I found here. So I hope you guys enjoy it. All right. So that was Light My Love by Greta Van Fleet. definitely one of my top 10 songs this year for sure. I'm going to do two PSAs in one, because why not? So first PSA is our donations drive PSA. Please donate now. If you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. Very exciting. And then the other PSA I'm going to do is my absolute favorite one. I read this every time. Ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This was a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. Yeah, I am definitely very clumsy and everything, and I befriended a lot of engineers when I got to Tufts, and so they have helped me build things for my dorm, and it is so lovely, and I love all of them. But next up, we're going to play Motion Sickness by Phoebe Bridgers. Just a classic. Yeah, hope you guys enjoy.
Hardly feel anything.
right. There it is again. All right. So one of the reasons why I love doing these radio shows so much is because they are the only thing that comes close to screaming music in my car. And I love screaming music in my car. It's one of my favorite things to do. All during the summer, I would go on drives with my sister, who is currently in Paris, and I miss so much. And we would scream all these songs, and this is really the closest I can get to that without really annoying my neighbors. So this next song is 17 by Leon. I have this thing where, like, every main person that I've had in my life, I can kind of connect to one of these songs. And this is actually the only one where, like, I really don't have that, but I just really love this song. And I highly recommend everyone checks out all of Leon's music. It is so amazing. But this is 17. Hope you guys enjoy.
Crowd is leaving. I can't hear a thing. All I'm feeling that I can't seem to say. Wishful thinking you will look my way. Eyes that get me higher than I have ever been. I know the place is closing, but who? One more dance before you go. Take my hand and hold me close. Now I might be higher than I've ever been before. And I can't hold back the way I'm feeling anymore. One more dance before you go. Ooh, dance before you go. Music's fading, see you getting close. And I hear your friends saying, hey you, it's time to go. And all I want is to get you all alone. The dawn is out the waiting, but don't take the last train home. If only I
so I just absolutely love that song, and I hope you guys enjoyed it too. Next up, Let's see what I want to do here. Next up, we're going to do Cleopatra by the Lumineers, because I want to, and I love this song. The song is super cool. It's like a part of a three-part series, I believe, with Sleep on the Floor, Cleopatra, and Ophelia, and they're all just like a story of this relationship that just like kind of goes badly. But it's kind of like the idea of like obsession with like Sleep on the Floor, like let's go, like let's leave, we have to be together. And then Cleopatra is about like what her life would have been like if she had gone. And then I think Ophelia is like the perspective of the guy. I'm not entirely sure. I knew a lot about this a while ago. But you should watch all of the music videos because they're all very cool and intertwined. Yeah. So this is Cleopatra. Hope you guys enjoy.
I was Cleopatra. I was young and an actress. When you knelt by my mattress and asked for my hand, but I was sad. You asked it as I laid in a black dress with my father in a casket. I had no plans. Yeah. And I left the footprints, the mud stain on the carpet, and harder like my heart did when you left town. But I must admit it, that I would marry you in an instant. Damn your wife, I'd be your mistress just to have you around. But I was late for this, late for that, late for the love of my life. And when I die alone, die I'll be on time. While the church discouraged any lust that burned within me, yes, my flesh, it was my currency, but I held true. So I drive the taxi, and the traffic distracts me from the strangers in my backseat that remind me of you. But I was late for this, late for that, late for the love. We're birth and death divorce, but I've read this script and the costume fits, so I play my part. I was clean with Petra. I was taller than the rafters, but that's all in the past, love gone with the wind. And now I know white shoes leads me back to my guest room. It's a bed and a bathroom and a place for the end. I won't be late for this, late for that, late for the love of my life. And when I die alone, die I'll be on time.
Absolutely love that song. The next song is going to be every radio show. When I remember to, I try to dedicate a song to my dad because I feel like my dad is who I really connect all of my like love of music to. He kind of like crafted my music taste from a young age, for better or worse. But this is a very good song. It's by The Killers, Be Still. Went to The Killers concert when I was like 10, and it was the night before my ELA, which is like standardized testing in New York. And that was just so fun. And I'll always remember that. I'll remember us like standing in the lobby and my mom freaking out and being like, oh my gosh, we have to get home. Like there's a test. It was just so fun, like such a fun concert. So yeah, this is for him. Hope you guys enjoy.
Be still and go on to bed. Nobody knows what lies ahead. Life is short, to say the least. We're in the belly of the beast. Be still, wild and young. Long may your innocence reign like shells on the shore. And may your limits be unknown. And may your efforts be your own. If you ever feel you can't take it anymore, don't break character. You've got a up like the sun, labor till the work is done. Be still, one day you'll leave. Fearlessness on your sleeve. When you come back, tell me what did you see?
What did you see?
Was there something out there for me? Close your eyes. Soon enough you'll be on your own, steady and straight. And if they drag you through the mud, it doesn't change what's in your blood.
Overchain,
overchain,
overplay.
When they knock you down,
absolutely love that song. So it's saying that 30 people are listening to this right now, which is kind of crazy. So hello to everyone who's listening. Thank you so much. Next up, we're going to do The Night We Met. I love this song. It's so good. It's kind of sad. It's kind of gloomy, but like in the most beautiful way. And I kind of connect it to like spring into summer, like that little shift of like, I don't know. That's probably just because when I listen to it a lot, like there's nothing really deep there or poetic. I just really like the song. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Okay, so that was, you see how hard I'm trying to not say all right? I just did really well there. Gosh. We're going to do the last song of the night for my show. It's going to be No Goodbyes by, once again, Leon. This song is so good. First off, it's like no goodbyes because I'm leaving the show for the night. But also, I related to this song a lot when I was moving from from Long Island to Vermont in 11th grade. I was like, you know, just starting out a new situation. It was very like emotional, and this song really helped me get through it. But I am going to do my official little sign out. This is Ava Maiella, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you guys enjoy this song and have an amazing night.
Late in the nighttime, try to ease my heavy heart. Lips tasting bitter, then I stumble in the dark. Yes, I saw it coming. Maybe I just had to know. so afraid. I'd always wonder if I should stay or I should go. I'm no good at goodbyes, I never was, and I don't know why. Tell me that it was love, that it was real. But you say I shouldn't be here, that it's time for me to go.